For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A report of a disturbance triggered a large police presence Tuesday in Breezy Point, but authorities say they found no evidence of a crime. Megan Buffington has more.
Law enforcement responded to a reported stabbing Tuesday afternoon. According to police radio traffic, a caller told authorities that he saw a man chase another man with a large knife. Officers from multiple area agencies converged near the Breezy Point Hockey Center. The Crow Wing County drone team and two canines from the sheriff's office assisted in the response, and officers went door to door in the neighborhood. The Breezy Point Police Department said Tuesday evening that it had found no evidence of a crime and has no reason to believe there is a danger to the public. Officers would not confirm that the initial report was of a stabbing, instead saying it responded to a, quote, disturbance/suspicious activity. Here's Sergeant Joseph Garcia.
When we get a call, we have to respond accordingly and essentially until we can vet out the information and look into it, and then we adjust the resources as necessary.
Police are still investigating the incident and ask that anyone with information contact the Breezy Point Police Department. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Cass County Board declined to require a deputy running for sheriff to take a leave of absence at the request of the county attorney. Chelsea Perkins attended the meeting.
County Attorney Ben Lindstrom presented Tuesday in a packed May Township Hall in rural Motley. He argues Deputy Aaron Ammerman violated policy by failing to notify the board he was running for county office. Ammerman announced his plans to run last week. Sheriff Brian Welk also announced last week he would run for a second term. Lindstrom also cites, quote, unbecoming conduct because of critical comments Ammerman allegedly made about the sheriff while on the job. Commissioner Neil Galswick says he is concerned about the board intervening in the election.
Forcing a candidate to an individual who is a candidate who is running against an incumbent sheriff, who everyone knows has a good relationship with his board, the optics of that aren't very good.
Galswick made a motion to decline to act. It was approved unanimously. Ammerman was at the meeting with dozens who showed up in support. He called the board's action justice.
We have so many things going on in this county that the county attorney can be doing, not just following county policy and trying to dive in that and tamper with an election because he's friends with the sheriff.
In an earlier interview, Ammerman said he believed the action was linked to a misconduct complaint Ammerman filed against Welk. Lindstrom says he brought the request because of his role in managing risk for the county. Asked after the meeting to respond to the political motivation claim, Lindstrom said,
I guess I'm not involved in any complaint he's made against Sheriff Welk. I mean, certainly running against him is kind of a complaint.
Welk did not attend Tuesday's meeting. In an emailed statement, he says the actions of Lindstrom were taken independently and without his knowledge. He says, quote, the complaint filed against me is without merit and appears politically motivated, as the individual involved is now a candidate for sheriff. More on this story at KAXE.org. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
The Flanders Fire in Crow Wing County is nearing 100% containment as of Wednesday as the Minnesota Incident Management Team prepares to transfer command of the fire back to local authorities. The fire, which began Saturday, has burned more than 1,600 acres. Areas of lingering smoke may still be present inside the fire perimeter as crews continue mopping up hot spots and assessing hazard trees. Crow Wing County Health and Emergency Management officials will be visiting homeowners inside the former evacuation zone to identify needs and assess impact. All closures and evacuations associated with this fire have been lifted. Pequot Lakes Patriotics are once again state champions. The robotics team won the state robotics tournament last weekend alongside Alliance members Sartell and Ricori. The final came down to a tiebreaker match, with Warroad, St. Michael Albertville, and Irondale finishing as the runners-up. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from this community radio station. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.